B-Pod Studios.
It's happening now, Bob.
Oh, Freak will be there. She doesn't care. She never heard of social distancing.
She's like, I haven't caught anything yet. Why would it start with this?
Oh, damn.
Bada bing. All right, here we go. Mike and KOP, what's up, bud?
Hey, so I feel pretty good about myself after listening to the last call. I don't think anybody could be as crazy as that last call.
Oh, Jeff's all sorry. I love Jeff's the man.
Anyway, here's my thing. Kind of conspiracy theorist, so maybe I am crazy, but it's funny to me that in Pennsylvania, the governor was super hardcore about not opening up southeastern PA, removing them into the yellow phase. But now, all of a sudden, since sports are ready to go, everything's moving to yellow phase. And it's just, it seems super, you know, like all about the money at this point. And everything we were being told was just thrown out the window. It was just, now that we're ready to roll in money and make money for the state, it's game over.
I don't see much of a correlation, to be honest with you. I think the state is dictating more so the comfortability, especially in New York, with the sports leagues actually starting up again.
I don't know, because if you listen to anything that Governor Wolf was saying, he was not about to move us into the yellow phase at all for a while. And now all of this, and now, oh.
Well, wait, he hasn't pushed back, but he hasn't, like, pushed back the quarantine date, stay at home, shelter in place.
Oh, he's going to.
You think he's going to do it again?
He's going to add another 90 days.
I would be shocked if he did that.
Well, no, he just said he was going to add another 90 days the other day.
I haven't seen anything extended past June 5th.
I saw an article about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I haven't seen the quarantine extended past June 5th.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to say baseball, no one's going to even watch baseball or miss baseball. You yourself sit there and say, I like taking naps to baseball in the summer. Like, how boring is a sport that your main draw is taking naps while it's
that
on?
That wasn't like, my... Don't you twist my words.
No, that's
don't
exactly
you twist. But no. I said every once in a while on like a Sunday afternoon, I took a baseball nap.
Game, you don't take a nap during a football game.
Well, there's 16 of those.
Yeah.
There's 162 of the other.
Well, then maybe you don't need 162 baseball games. Maybe it's overkill, and maybe your sport needs to be 7 innings, and maybe you need to do some things to tighten it up because it's a sport that just bores people into sleep.
We don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, I'm actually rooting more for a shutdown of baseball so that it has time to work on itself, my friend.
Well then, look at us. We're all agreeing on things.
This is a beautiful day!
Yeah, it happens.
There you go, Michael. Good talking to you, bud.
You have a good one.
You as well, man. I appreciate it. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And here it is. And I've said this many a times, that I love baseball. It's my first love in the sporting world, right? I still remember my Philly fanatic pennant I had in my room for the 1980 World Series team. Like, I remember that. Like, that's one of my first earliest memories of sports as a child, as a youth, Bob. And when I say that, I mean like 2, 3, 4 years old. Yeah, right. I know baseball has fallen by the wayside. World Series ratings numbers for like 3 consecutive years, 4 consecutive years has been falling by that wayside. That's the World Series. We've seen like a Hall of Fame football game, right? During the preseason, outdo a World Series game. That's awful, right? Awful. Not a World Series game. A Red Sox-Yankees game on ESPN. Like, that's supposed to be the creme de la creme of baseball. That's been terrible. How the hell how do you go on with a sport when it continues to be on a decline? And my generation growing up, I was always told I was the oddball for loving baseball more than any other sport. Now, I have to watch more football, and I do love football. It's not like I don't like football. Don't love football. But it's not like I don't love it. But when I just think about the essence of my sports fandom, I think of baseball before I think of anything else. Baseball would have to come back. Baseball would have to do something in the very near future to get any jump start on any of these leagues, and that ain't happening. So baseball right now is going to go up against hockey. It's going to go up against basketball. It's going to go up against football right when that's going to hit its stride. The most popular of all the sports by far. And you're going to start up a declining sport in the middle of all that? How much do you want your ratings to take a hit? How much do you want your sport to take a hit? I understand that they're just like any other business that wants to make sure they get as close to that money-making number as possible. They want to lose the least amount of money possible is the way they're looking at it. But, man, it's going to look bad for the sport when everyone's paying attention to more playoff hockey, basketball playoffs. They're going to be paying much more attention to the NFL starting up. Baseball is going to be a fourth sport in all of that. Do you want that headline if you're baseball? Or do you just want to say, we couldn't figure it out, we're going to defer the season and push it to next year?
Well, the scarier headline to me is out of sight, out of mind. Like, if baseball, even if they're low man on the ring and you know, nobody's really paying all that much, at least it's still there. If you're not there, oh, man, this could get really, really bad. And it's already bad. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to get worse if it's out there, even though you're competing against that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if they don't play, I think it's awful. It's definitely out of sight, out of mind, and it could be for a long time.
Even that theory, even that idea, is baseball saying to themselves, well, it's better to be around than not be around. It's better to be there than not. Yeah, but if you're the fourth, pushed aside, baseball in America.
Well,
pushed aside.
The thing will be, I mean, you know, it's going to go city to city, obviously. As a whole, is it going to be pushed aside? Yeah. But, you know, in Cincinnati, in other markets where maybe your NBA, NHL teams, you might not have them or they're not that good, then baseball's the primary thing, right? You know, for many, many cities, it will be the primary thing because they won't have a stake in the claim. There's not an NBA team there or there's not an NHL team in the playoffs, whatever it may be. So, yeah, you're going to have to ride on the fans that are in. You're going to have to get them all in somehow, some way. And whether it's the tweaking that you're talking about, Mark, to make the game more interesting, whatever it may be, they have to make themselves better, but they have to do it while they're on the field. They can't do it sitting out a season. Mm-hmm. It just ain't going to happen. Because Jamie, he keeps ringing in my mind, 1994, he was a little kid and he didn't go back to baseball for a long time.
They canceled the World Series.
Yeah. He took the home run derby and steroids. I didn't know. It was still, like, I knew, but not really.
Right.
I was just like, oh, this is awesome. Guys are hitting dingers. But it took, like, what was that, 96, 97?
The home run derby, yeah. Like, the
steroid like peak in 98.
Yeah, I want to say it was 98. McGuire Sosa, I believe, was 98.
Yeah, I mean, all you're doing is inviting other sports to walk right into people's hearts. And, you know, like, look, kids don't watch baseball like you and I and Bob did. It's a four-hour game, the attention span. You can get two basketball games in the time you get a baseball game in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they'd just be inviting other sports and the NHL to come in and say, hey, look how exciting this is. You want to be on the edge of your seat for 3 hours? Watch this NHL playoff game compared to a baseball game. And good luck. Good luck, baseball.
That's just it. You're going to be such a distant fourth concern. Like, what are they hoping for? Are they hoping that basketball pushes the season back? Which it could.
Yeah.
Are they hoping for the NHL maybe pushes the season back?
Yeah.
And then they capitalize on the World Series time when the NFL is still just starting up.
The NHL should be licking its chops right now.
Yeah.
Because they probably stand the most to benefit from this.
Yeah.
Because people are so sports deprived right now. If you're not an NHL fan and the playoffs come back, you're going, oh, let me check this out. And if playoff hockey is your first time watching hockey, you're really giving it a chance, you're going to be hooked.
Yeah.
It's the most exciting of the four postseasons.
I think it's honestly in the sport's overall well-being best interest to shut it the hell down and say, you know what? We can't come to an agreement on safety, even though we know that's BS.
Yeah.
It's going to be about money.
Yeah.
And Buster Olney said as much over the weekend. It's going to come down to money. We all know that. We're not stupid. And they need to do something, because if they're going to play this style of play, which has only made a slow game slower, working deep in counts, saying strikeouts are just as good as home runs, essentially, like this mindset now, getting on bases is the most important thing. And yeah, that's all true. But if they're going to continue to drag the game out, they got to do something about how the game's presented in order for it to not be 3.5 hours.
So the question is, if you sit out this year like you're proposing, are you going to make people ache for baseball more so that when you come back, there's going to be more people ready for it? Or do you just go this year and say, look, we're still a legitimate sport. We're still out there. Yeah, we're competing at the other sports at their best times. Mm-hmm. But we still have to go. See, I'm more of the ilk. If I'm the commissioner of baseball, I'm like, no, we got to get on the field.
We got to
like,
do something. Right.
Got to do something.
Yeah,
because,
I'm Manafort. Figure it out, guys. Let's go.
Oh, the last thing you want is a work stoppage if you're the owners.
Yeah.
Some of the players are thinking to themselves right now, I'm fine if we never play. I mean, listen to what Bryce Harper had to say about it. Listen to what Blake Snell had to say about it. Some of these guys are like, yeah, I'm fine. I don't worry about this. What do you think? You would think they'd worry about the lower ring guys, the lower rung guys that are like, guys, I kind of need this paycheck. Would you mind if we could play a little bit? But I don't think they're going to see that. I hope that they do for the rest of the league's sake, but I don't think they're going to come to an agreement. And maybe it could be, in long term, as a baseball fan, one of the best things to happen to baseball is a shutdown. Is a, you know what, as I've been saying, you know what? We need to shut it down. When we come back, we need to make sure we go to each and every one of every fan's house and kiss all their asses. Something that turns the sport into something that it once was, which was a more exciting play, a more exciting 2.5 hours, not a 3.5 hour game. Something that would cut it down a little bit. Because let's face it, my generation, as I said, I grew up as an oddball that always loved baseball more than anything else. People told me, like, the game's slow. The game's taking forever. Now it's only longer. Now it's only taking more time. They're trying to speed it up. It ain't working.
Yeah.
Especially with the way they play the game now. Everybody focusing on working counts and taking pitches. And yeah, that's great for the game itself, but I'm saying you need to change the way you present the game in order to trim some of that fat time off the game. If our attention spans, even for my generation, are short, thanks to MTV, as some people would blame, what are they now in the world of Twitter, where everything's just one scroll, boom, and they're just, your attention span used to be like 15 minutes, then it was 7, now it's like 7 seconds. And yeah. Baseball's trying to survive in that era, in this era, and also they're going to be going up against, again, playoff hockey at its peak. You're going to also be going against playoff basketball at its peak and just getting underway in the NFL season.
So the words of James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams. What's the one constant?
Baseball.
Mm-hmm. Isn't anymore.
No.
Do the people in baseball think it is though? Still, because if they do, I guess they're sadly mistaken. Or just like everything else, they just figure it'll go on and on and on. And you don't have to have changes. And baseball's that one stubborn sport, mm-hmm. like we talked about last week. The other sports have changed. Mm-hmm. You know, football's changed to the offense, and basketball's changed to the three-pointer, and all of that stuff. All the other sports have changed, whether it be rules-wise or systematically, to implement a higher offensive game. Baseball at its core, loves that it never changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9 innings, it's 162 games, it's 3 outs, it's 3 strikes, it's all of that, it doesn't change. Who's going to have the balls to change America's pastime?
Hopefully somebody that realizes it's not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big uptaking,
right? And by the way, it hasn't been for a long time. This isn't anything new. Baseball,
yeah.
When baseball was out of the Olympics for the United States, it was like, okay, it's moved on. It's past time now. To move on from the pastime. And that's where it needs a total revamp, I think. So we'll get into that. Now, I did tease this earlier because there is one thing, Bob, that baseball is doing right. And we're going to get into this. And if you haven't seen this, it's a great story. I teased it earlier. Well, right when we come back, I'll tell this story about one baseball ballpark that is going about this the right way. Time at the Fanatic 712.
Champions for Charity. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by AmeriGas. Cinch is a propane tank home delivery service that delivers propane right to your doorstep. Visit cinch.com, that's CYNCH.com, and use promo code Fanatic to get your first tank exchange for just $10. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in the match Champions for Charity over the weekend. The pair took home the title while also donating $20 million between the four of them for COVID-19 relief. Tom Brady was able to add more into the donation pot when pro golfer Brooks Koepka tweeted a pledge of $100,000 if he was able to hit par in remaining holes in the tournament. Brady then went on a birdie on hole 7 while also ripping his pants. The 6-time Super Bowl champion then turned to Twitter for dad joke of the weekend, stating that his pants must have wanted to take part in social distancing. This update is also brought to you by Caterpillar. To everyone who keeps America moving, Caterpillar would like to extend their sincere appreciation for maintaining the supply chain. Thank you from Caterpillar. Let's do this work. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across America, business owners are figuring things out, finding new ways to serve customers, connect employees, and work with partners. Comcast Business is right there with you, with a network that helps give you speed, reliability, and security. Enough bandwidth to handle all your connected devices and applications. Voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. Safe, convenient installation when you need it. And support 24/7. Get the connectivity your business needs with Comcast Business. Right now, get 200 megabit internet and one voice mobility line for $99.99 per month for 2 years with a 3-year agreement when you sign up for paperless billing and automatic payments. Plus, ask about other offers to get a prepaid card worth up to $500. When every connection counts, you can count on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments through Comcast Business My Account or service charge increases by $10 per month. Offer ends 6/30/20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new Comcast Business Internet, 200 megabits per second, and one voice mobility line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra subject to change.
If you like pina coladas, get
wild. Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And it's 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You know how it feels when you find extra cash in your pocket? Now imagine you've found 5 times that surprise money. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns 5 times the national average savings rate on any balance. That means you earn more every day just for saving. This is hassle-free, hard-working savings. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
One of our great sponsors and friends of the station, Family and Company Jewelers, is happy to announce that they are now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Follow them on social media or visit familyjewelers.com for hours and additional information. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Curbside service is now available from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Governor Wolf's recent order allows your neighborhood auto dealers to stay open for essential transportation needs. So whether your job is essential or you need to get your essentials, your dealership is here to make sure that you can get wherever you need to be. Whether you're servicing your vehicle or you need something new, your dealers can arrange for that delivery that meets CDC social distance guidelines. It's just a call, text, or click away. We know everything is different these days, but together we can and we will drive forward.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Marcetti in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
the wild thing, and I teased this earlier. I apologize for not getting to it immediately, but here it is. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos. You with me? Follow me?
Go ahead.
The minor league affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, the AA affiliate to be more specific, is taking their stadium, which is not being used in Pensacola, Florida, and putting it on Airbnb, where you can rent out the stadium and use it for whatever you want. You could rent it with a bunch of friends, play a game, or at least have batting practice, because I think you're only allowed 10 people. So there you go. Somebody bats, I guess. Right?
Sure.
You do that. You can have a picnic in the outfield.
Cool.
Hang out in the clubhouse, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. Airbnb. Bob Cooney, you, 9 of your friends, don't worry, you don't have to invite Jamie and I. 9 of your friends, you and your high school teammates, right? Your buddies, your high school boys, rocking all those fellas.
Uh-huh.
They can, you can play, you can have the stadium for, you know, a couple days. How much would you pay? Airbnb. What would you put down? What would you pay?
I'm thinking desperate times, so you could probably get a bargain.
Probably.
I'll say I'd pay like, I'll go $1,000 a day.
$1,000 a day. $1,000.
Yeah, that's
ten,
it.
Split 10 people.
Yeah, 100 each.
100 each.
Yeah.
For this rare experience on Airbnb.
Yeah.
Up to 10 guests.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lynch, what would you pay per night?
I saw this.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I know what it went for.
$1,500.
Yeah, so I spoiled
my
guess.
A day.
It's a bargain.
That's, you're not far off at all, Bob. But that's, yeah, that's a bargain.
Yeah, I sent it to my buddies on Friday from college, and I was like, who's up for a road trip?
Road trip! Like, are you kidding me?
We can drive there. We don't have to fly.
Now, look, I know it's not the allure that a Fenway Park is, but having your run of the, like, run of a place, a stadium, is awesome.
2 hours in the batting cage, I could do easy.
I when we were at Fenway, Jamie, I don't think I even told you this. I peed in every urinal. Every urinal in the clubhouse, I peed in. You know why? Because I was like, Babe Ruth probably peed in this one or something. Maybe this one. I'll pee. Ted Williams, probably right here. Like, Joe DiMaggio. Like, everything.
Yeah.
Right? I got on the bullpen phone. Like, it was just a dial tone. That's all it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't even connected yet. But, like, having the run of a stadium is awesome.
I'm not sure I'm peeing in every urinal, though.
Well, this, I wouldn't do it here. There's no historic value to me as far as this place goes. I don't know who played it for the
time. I don't know what historic value there is in peeing in
not much.
Bruce's urinal either. That was kind of strange that you brought that up, Mark.
What are you talking about? What's weird about that? I'm a baseball fan.
Their urine graced the same porcelain walls.
Boom. My stuff was in the same realm.
Maybe there's such a thing as penis osmosis. I don't know.
Boom. Just like that.
Penis osmosis.
Maybe. These are medical terms, Bob. These are medical terms.
All right, it's above your head. I get it.
I'm in Fenway. I got to say the last thing in my mind is peeing in every urinal.
Bob, it was my playground for 3 days.
Yeah, it still wouldn't have come to my mind after 3 days.
A Boston police officer yelled. I went inside the Green Monster just to check out inside the Green Monster because what the hell? And you know what's inside the Green Monster? Numbers and letters.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of
ladders.
Ladders.
Yeah.
And some wires.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this voice, this booming voice outside the wall yell, "What the hell are you doing in there?" And I came out and I was like, "Oh, I'm with the network. I was just checking some cables." And he was like, "Okay."
I gotcha.
Whatever.
But I'm peeing in the scoreboard.
Now that's where Manny Ramirez peed. So
yeah.
But like, it's why, like, it's just a cool thing to have your run of the stadium. Now we have been, the three of us, in empty stadiums a lot because you show up so early. Maybe there's a couple of people shooting around. Maybe there's some batting practice. Whatever. But like, for an average Joe to get a stadium run of the mill and your total your run of the town, whatever, that's a pretty cool experience. And think about this. Having a 10-person, because it's up to 10 guests, so it's you and 9 friends, have a little batting practice there?
Oh, you can do the outfield toss to the trash can at home plate.
Oh, yeah.
I could occupy myself for 8 hours in a ballpark.
Imagine the fun you could have.
Oh.
And this is just a minor league ballpark.
Do we get the keys to the bar and the kegs?
I think that's not it. I think you could bring in whatever the hell you want. They said you could have a picnic in the outfield.
All right.
And I'm like, oh, that's for the family advertising.
Sounds awesome.
This isn't for a family.
But if I'm a coach of a little league, I go around all the parents and say, hey, do you guys want to put up the $80 a kid? And I take the boys and we go spend the night in the stadium.
Yeah.
That's no-brainer.
No-brainer. And then I don't know if you play with like 10 of the little league kids,
Yeah, you could figure something out. Steady pitcher, steady catcher.
Yeah. Pitching machine.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, you do that.
Bring out the curveball machine.
Bust out the curveball machine. And then you would just have the parents in the stands just chilling. Like, would you allow
them? They could come watch, but they're not allowed to stay.
They're not allowed to stay. Maybe you just let them sit in the stands. And look, if it's 10 kids, I'm sure their parents could figure a way to socially distance in the stands. One set of parents, whatever, per section.
I don't think it would be exciting for the parents. What are you playing? 4-on-4?
What do you mean 4-on-4?
You got 10 kids. You can't have a full game.
Yeah, how would you do that? Ghost runners? Remember Ghost Runners?
Hold on a second.
I got a bat.
Or a field's dead. Or a field's closed. Remember right field's closed?
Right field's closed.
Yeah.
Right field's dead.
Left hander comes up. Left field's closed.
There you go.
Yeah. I guess you could have some fun with it.
One of the crowning achievements in my life. I was 10 years old. And I was playing for a team in York, Pennsylvania called Geipel's Furniture. That was our sponsor. And Salbel's was the grocery store in the area. We beat Salbel's. They were undefeated. We beat them with two outfielders. I was the left fielder.
No big deal, Bob.
Tom Anderson had a swim meet across the state in Pittsburgh.
And he chose that over baseball?
He did.
Well,
he was like in the Junior Olympics or something. It was totally legit. But whatever.
It's pretty good.
Nonetheless, it's a pretty cool experience. Let's get some people's ideas here. In honor of the match two, we're asking people as part of our Twitter questions today, not poll, but question. Sam Wilson, what are the good people telling us today?
We're asking, in honor of the match, what's the next sports feature you would like to see? Comment below. We have a few suggestions.
All right, what are the people saying?
Mike S. tweets in. He has one serious one and one semi-joking one, but I like the joking one. So his first one's a Kobe documentary, which I think everybody would love.
Okay.
And then his second one, he goes, Cooney versus Jamie drinking contest.
I'm in.
Which is genius.
Love that idea. Did he say a drink of choice?
He did not. He just did drinking contest ... So I think it's up to us.
But what would be the Tiger and Phil... Who would be the Tiger and Phil for you two? Or are you guys Tiger and Phil and you take like two callers to drink off against each other?
Well, what's a drinking contest?
I'll take Mike and Del Ran.
You take?
Oh, wow.
Good.
I'll take Jeff from Camden.
Wow.
All right, let's go.
Ding, ding, ding.
I like a draft. I like a draft for all our callers. All-time draft picks. Like, who would be the best drinker? Mike and Del Rand's a strong first rounder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
Top five, top three probably drinker.
Yeah. I think we could take on a lot of duos in the area.
Wow, that's pretty solid. Maybe we forget about a cornhole tournament and we're just like, we're getting drunk.
Yeah.
That's all that's going to matter. Bob, would you take Jeff and Camden? That would be an intimidating pick.
Yeah, he might. He might not know when. Yeah, the Jersey Juggernaut. He might not know when he's drunk.
Okay. And he'd bring meatballs. You know, he'd bring meatballs.
You got meatballs.
Yeah,
and we got a hotel room.
Sam, right,
aces.
You and four other people. Sam, any other good suggestions out there?
Tori, our friend Tori of the show, she tweets in. Although it'll be depressing, can we get that Roy Halladay drawn?
Ooh.
Which would be a good one.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
It might be slightly depressing.
Yeah, she acknowledged. Pork roll, I would take in a drinking contest, by the way.
Yeah, she can hang.
She'd be my pick.
That's a good one.
She's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We've seen her in action.
Yeah.
She can handle her booze.
Man, I'm going to have to rethink my draft.
Whatever. You're going the intimidating
factor.
I want
Jalen Hurts. No, Jeff would be good.
Why Jalen Hurts?
I like a bad draft pick. I just took.
Oh, okay. Copy that.
There you go.
Sam, any other good suggestions?
I was just going to say, Tori tweeted in our current conversation and suggested a case race. So in that fact, Jeff from Camden might be a quick.
That's a strong one. No, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Any other ones jump out to you?
We have Skip Robinson tweeting in that an NBA one-on-one would be exciting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh,
and he has some
like
suggestions.
That.
Simmons versus Tatum, Curry versus Kyrie, Embiid versus Shokic.
Okay.
How do you say that name? Jokic?
Jokic. Joker. Jokic. You can just call him the Joker. You can just call him the Joker. He's the guy that just said he like ate like a bunch of McDonald's sandwiches or something.
Drinks like 6 liters of Coca-Cola a day.
That's what it is. All right, Sam, thank you so much. The Twitter question today is brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 24 months, no payments. And by the way, up to 50% off all style windows, whether it's one window or the entire house, as a matter of fact. Now, the one-on-one thing for basketball, I think would be awesome.
Who do you want Embiid playing?
I mean, Karl Anthony Towns.
Russell Westbrook.
Russell what?
That'd be fun.
I want to see a Marcus Saul in a one-on-one matchup.
Okay. All right.
Redeem yourself a little bit.
Either one of the Morris brothers.
Okay.
That would be fun, yeah.
Marcus Morris would be the one that's
a
little bit more up there for me as far as that little one-on-one battle goes. But basketball, it's like you don't have to worry about it anymore because you feel like you're getting it back.
Yeah, I feel like it's a given now.
Like, I feel like basketball and hockey, and that's one of the reasons I'm so down on baseball right now, is because you're getting these other two sports back. And I don't feel like we've lost anything with the NFL. I feel like that has been...
Some OTA and rookie learning curves, but that's about it.
Yeah, like
if anything, the NFL may have gained fans. Because if you think about it, when there was nothing going on, the NFL was it. They had their draft. I mean, you know, they did something totally different. It went for 3-4 days. I mean, it was must-see TV at the time because we had absolutely nothing else.
Nothing.
So, believe it or not, the sport that has the most fans, the most popular sport, probably even got more popular during this pandemic.
What first was met with criticism, and I'm not excluded from that. I didn't like the idea of the league year starting, especially when I thought, wait a minute, why are we distracting people from what they need to be concentrating on?
Mm-hmm.
And really what it came down to is people either way needed some sort of sports outlet. Even if you're a casual sports fan, it gave you something else to either talk about, think about, discuss, kick around with your friends. Like, that's something that a lot of people needed, that outlet. And they provided it tenfold. Through free agency, they provided it. Through the draft, they provided it. They've done a remarkable job. And we are lucky here in Philadelphia, not just that we have this loyal fan base, but we have a team that is giving a lot to that fan base right now. They're doing the virtual offseason. The team like the Saints are choosing not to do that version of the offseason. You have had Doug Peterson address the media on a couple of different occasions. Howie Roseman do the same thing. Players have been made available on a weekly basis. They've done a phenomenal job keeping their fan base informed and also giving them that fodder to kick around. Whether it's DeSean Jackson working out on his own in California, whether it's Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, and Will Parks working out together over the weekend, whatever it is, there has been football to talk about. When it comes to sports, that's the thing we've talked about most. We covered Last Dance pretty much every Monday and Tuesday following the Last Dance episodes, and all that's done with. But there's still football to discuss, and we're still looking forward to the NHL getting underway and the NBA. That's why even now, it's like nobody's talking about baseball. Because baseball seems to be the oddity in all of this. While the NHL seems like they have made great progress in phase two being introduced and what they want to do to implement that in hopefully a couple of weeks at most, and the NBA just inching closer and closer, baseball's the one sport that we look at and go, oh, wow, they might not get anything done. Whereas football's talking about not only is football underway in the way that it can be right now, but football's like, oh, yeah, we plan to have full stadiums. What?
Yeah.
Like, you know what's going on, right? But hey, they've powered through everything so far. Granted, they haven't had to deal with everybody in the same building, and they've put in the proper measures in place and all that stuff, the proper protocol, which a lot of the other sports are taking notes from already. But the NFL's looking at it just saying, you know, we know we're down the road, but as of right now, why should we plan on not having fans in the stadium? It's like, okay, yeah, maybe we're in a much better place in September.
Yeah, the NFL's played this out great, and I don't think they've used it to their advantage, but they've just done what they should have done, and they continue to do that. My wonder, as you were talking, Mark, if baseball wasn't in this heated battle between players and owners as they're in right now, if baseball was just going to come back, would we be having the same conversation? Like,
oh, yeah.
Baseball? Who cares?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, it's that's how bad things are with baseball, and they're just making it 20 times worse because they're fighting over money at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the comments that are coming out with what the players said last week, including Bryce Harper. But baseball has no chance going up. Baseball has baseball's chances of competing with basketball and NFL, forget it. Competing with the NHL, they probably went out on that. But not NHL playoffs, and not now. So baseball has like nothing to win right now.
No, and you brought it up last week. Even if you're just a casual Flyers fan, those casual Flyers fans become big Flyers fans in the playoffs. Now, that might sound like a bandwagon thing, but that's just the mass appeal of hockey, that the playoffs are so much better than the regular season, and everyone knows you're on edge, basically. You're going to start up your league if you're baseball and all that, and we just talked about all this, but it comes back to the excitement level that goes into the NBA and the NHL when baseball would just be ramping up. Like, you mean to tell me people are going to be paying attention to spring training 2.0 when the NHL playoffs are going on? When the Major League Baseball playoffs are going on?
Yeah.
When the NBA's playoffs are going on? Not going to happen.
No, not so,
so
much.
So that's where you're at least crossing your fingers that something comes out of this. There is some kind of turn quickly. But quickly is not a thing that can be said right now. I mean, look at the NHL. The NHL is getting lauded right now for just saying phase two is implemented in a couple of weeks. Baseball would like have to start tomorrow.
Yeah.
To get people really ramped up and into it before the other things start up.
And when it all started, when we started with the shutdowns and stuff, and yet owners said, oh, well, we hope this, we hope that. I think most of us were like, just don't say anything. Let it play out. Don't say anything. Baseball has hurt themselves by not only saying things, but saying stupid things. And I don't know if it's recoverable this year.
Nobody cares about your money, baseball.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your money, unfortunately. And if you give us a sport, great. If you don't, I think most people are going to put you on the back burner anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're already very sour in other people's mouths right now, which is, it's an unfortunate thing, but it is also the real thing. Now, going back to the basketball world for a second, if you do talk about a one-on-one tournament, who would be the best? Like, if you're talking about
LeBron versus the Freak.
That would probably be the number one.
Actually,
thing.
LeBron versus Kawhi.
Kawhi would probably be
the number that's
one,
a good one.
Those are probably the... If Durant was healthy, Durant versus Giannis, maybe.
Yeah, and the other thing with the NBA is that Kevin Durant's not coming back, period.
No.
Like, that's not till next next year, so we know that.
Spencer Dinwiddie was... did you see what he tried? He tried to put his NBA free agency decision to fan bases based in Bitcoin. He basically put up for auction.
I didn't see this.
It ended up being a failure, and he ended up withdrawing it because he needed to hit a certain minimum for it to be, like, valid.
Uh-huh.
So he basically said, like, hey, 32 fan bases, I can be yours if your fan base generates the most Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency.
Yes. And I guess he didn't reach the numbers that he thought he was going to, so he just kind of tucked his tail between his legs. But, like, I admire the outside-the-box thinking. It was something.
Okay.
But the Nets are done.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
I mean, one of their best players is out here auctioning off his free agency.
That's a good sign. Right?
Yeah, that's an over.
Yeah.
But aren't they in the seventh seed? Maybe eighth seed?
Yeah, they're in the seventh or eighth, I think.
So they're technically still in it.
They're one of the teams that would obviously, that would be in it. But the reason we're kicking around these different ideas in sports is because the side stories or gimmicks, if you even want to call them, and I hate using that term, has been a great success during this time where people have, whether it's Joe Exotic, whether it's The Last Dance, or whether it's The Match 2, these things have taken off during pandemic because people do need that outlet, as we were talking about, in the sports world. They need that thing to focus on, that thing to just kind of take them away from the reality of everyday life right now. And The Match 2 got a 6 million rating share. We were talking about World Series ratings. Like the most recent World Series averaged, I think, like an 8.1.
Wow.
Like this, 6 million people watched this. 6 million people watched the Match 2.
Crazy.
What is the next gimmick, sports sideshow, feature, event, whatever you want to call it? What is the next thing you want to see? I think a one-on-one tournament would be pretty damn cool in the NBA. But NBA, you feel like you're taken care of. The documentary scene, I know a lot of people after The Last Dance were looking at this Lance Armstrong thing that I honestly don't care about. Lance Armstrong. I've never been a Lance Armstrong fan. He always just seemed like a odd dude. Like, hey, great story early on. Something always seemed fishy about it. And this apparently is putting a big highlight on that and his attitude towards everybody else. But people looked at The Last Dance. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What about the next 30 for 30 with Lance Armstrong? Oh, cool. Yeah. Tom Brady's supposed to have a documentary. Adam Schefter was talking about that over the weekend. That's something I know a lot of people are turning their heads with great attention, that they want to pay attention to that. Okay. I think that what was so wild about The Match 2 was that it made you feel like you were along for the ride with these guys. It literally, it made you feel like you were almost a four caddy for these guys in carts.
Yeah, and you had professionals crossing sports, and I love that. So if I'm looking for something new, like you're talking about, Mark, I want something along those lines. I want athletes crossing over into another sport.
Mm-hmm.
Pro athletes crossing over in another sport. Because as we all watched, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady look like us on a playing field. How cool is that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
What was he, a 5 handicap?
I could hit that shot.
I'm convinced I can beat Brady. And that felt great. I really enjoyed that feeling.
Even on that eagle?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was ridiculous.
We really... here's what I love. Tom Brady is, what, a 6-time Super Bowl champion?
Yeah.
All right. We beat him 1 time.
Yeah.
And that's all we needed.
And it shook him to his core.
And that's all we needed.
I think part of him goes, I lost to Nick bleeping Foles.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
And the fumble... Thank you, Brandon Graham.
We put up 33 points.
Yeah.
And lost to Nick Foles.
Nick bleeping. Like, that's how he looks at it. Like, I think he goes, Eli, all right. You know, the guy's probably headed to the Hall of Fame. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nick bleeping Foles.
And Eli did it twice, which kind of...
Yeah, which revalidates it.
But there's one particular reason why it absolutely makes sense that the Eagles would make Tom Brady cringe more than a team like the Falcons or even a team like the Giants that he lost to twice. And it has to do with the quote of the weekend. Tom Brady had the shot of the weekend, and Tom Brady had the quote of the weekend. We'll play it for you when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic, because it is that amazing. And really, it made Twitter, Eagles Twitter, set a fire, set a blaze over the weekend. 610-632-0975, if you want to get on the program. Time of the Fanatic is 7:40, and Window Nation, as you've heard me mention, is taking care of people. I mentioned they came into my house, as a matter of fact, about a year ago, checked out our windows, said we were good to go, and they are taking care of people right now as they took care of my family and I. What they did, what they're doing right now during the pandemic is making sure everyone that needs new windows can get new windows. As a local essential business, not only can you get windows taken care of in your house, but you also help a local essential business, and they help you right back, not just with the windows, but also deferring payments for 24 months and up to 50% off, up to 50% off any style window, as many windows as you need, whether it's one or it's the whole house, whatever you need. Window Nation is taking care of people by saying, you know what, no payments for 24 months, and we're decreasing prices up to 50% on all style windows. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. They're offering right now virtual tours, so you can have them into your house virtually to check out your house and give you an estimate, or you can have them in as they adhere to all CDC guidelines. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
NBA possibilities. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. The NBA and their Players Association are still in discussions about how to resume their season. One possibility in deep discussion is whether or not the league will be able to negotiate with Walt Disney World in Orlando to become their host site. Adrian Wojnarowski reported yesterday that the director of the NBA's player union, Michelle Roberts, is reaching out to teams to see how players feel about the possible host site, financial implications, and more. One thing teams are seriously considering negotiating is the ability to return directly to the league's host site in hopes that it would shorten their return time. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, you need dependable internet and endless entertainment. Xfinity has you covered with reliably fast speeds and protection for your Wi-Fi connected devices with advanced security. Plus, get the most in-home Wi-Fi coverage with xFi Pods. And when it comes to TV, Xfinity is your home for all your streaming apps. You'll even get Peacock Premium included at no extra cost. We'll also get you up and running quickly with contactless service visits and equipment drop-off. So whether you need to tackle a presentation, a science project, or just your new favorite show in your new favorite sweatpants, Xfinity is here to make it all simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for as low as $54.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, you'll get advanced security included when you get the xFi Gateway. To schedule your free contactless delivery, visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 6/15/20. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee, extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Colin Kaepernick.
Coward here. Fox Bet's the new sports wagering app from Fox Sports. But did you know it's also the go-to for poker and casino games? No matter what you play, now's when to start. Because Fox Bet's giving new customers a match deposit bonus up to $500. And your first bet is risk-free up to $500 if it doesn't hit. The Fox Bet app. Download it today.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey only. In partnership with Mountaineer. 21 and over. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here from my friends at Dietz and Watson, who invite you to support local business and order takeout from the real Philly Deli in your neighborhood. Local businesses have been some of the hardest hit by our national emergency, and now is your chance to make a difference. You'll not only be doing something good for the community, you'll also be getting some of the most delicious handcrafted hoagies made with Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses. Support local business and order takeout from a real Philly Deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow.
One of our great sponsors and friends of the station, Family and Company Jewelers, is happy to announce that they are now open for curbside pickup, consultations, sales, and consignments at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Follow them on social media or visit familyjewelers.com for hours and additional information. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Curbside service is now available from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
To those who love the grind, run with us on a John Deere Gator UV. Because your daily routine may change, but the land stays the same. There's still work to be done, a herd to keep in line, and ground to cover. Being linked to the land means the work never stops. So keep going on a Gator UV, featuring a hefty payload capacity, smooth riding suspension, and the power to forge ahead. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Stugatz here. Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics, all with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/small-business-deals.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I think it really does go without saying, but I mean, it's the truth. Super Bowl 52 was the worst loss of Tom Brady's career. I think it's an easy, no doubt about it, signed, sealed, delivered, worst loss of his career.
Really? Even when the Giants beat him when he could have gone undefeated?
1,000%.
How's everyone doing?
Wow.
1,000%.
Because of one man.
Yeah. Well, it's because Eli did it twice.
Let's get it going. Let's go.
But because Nick Foles is a backup quarterback that, I know we've had this argument many times, bottom line is he won. So as far as that goes, outdueled the man. I know Tom Brady threw off the charts numbers-wise, whatever, don't care. The guy that won is the guy that won the duel. So that's Nick Foles. But the main reason actually doesn't have anything to do as much with Nick Foles as it does with two particular plays. Nick Foles caught the one for a touchdown. Philly special. We all know it. Tom Brady dropped it. You mean to tell me that play doesn't stick out in Tom Brady's mind more than anything else? I'm not even kidding. I'm not just like trying to hype up Philly special even more so than it already is. But when you think about it, yes, Nick Foles beat Tom Brady. That would piss me off too if I was Tom Brady. And also, you ran a play and dropped the ball. They ran a play shortly thereafter where they caught the ball. Their quarterback caught the ball for a touchdown to go up in the Super Bowl. That would stick in my crawl, too.
Hmm.
Tom Brady, during the match, too, was talking about Tiger Woods wearing Falcons colors. And one of the announcers tries to like dig at Tom Brady, saying, hey, you know, he's not the Falcons. It's harder to come back on Tiger than it is the Falcons. Here's Tom Brady.
These aren't the Falcons you're playing against. Tiger's a pretty good closer.
Same colors, though.
And
it's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
Kind of in between those.
And he looks at the camera, and he's like, he gives this big smile. And it was like all of Eagles Twitter was like, we win!
Well, it's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
Like COVID-19 charity, they raised $20 million. Phenomenal job by that foursome golfing, right? Great job by them.
Yeah.
The COVID-19 relief, that was the number one winner. Eagles fans were the second winner, all right, of that day. And then it was Tiger and Peyton. Like that, like we won more than those guys won. That's how we felt as Eagles fans watching that. By knowing that you're still very much living rent-free in the mind of probably the greatest athlete ever in terms of accomplishment overall, 20 years doing what he's been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, cheating, you could factor that fun stuff in there, but that's Spygate, whatever. But the most successful, at least, athlete ever, and you're still in his mind as a football team, oh, that's a phenomenal feeling. And by the way, he also beat you once. He beat you for his third Super Bowl.
Yeah,
we don't forget about that either. But you're still very much in his head because, A, he dropped the ball, and, B, it was Nick Foles, man. And what did he call a cheap shot earlier in the day? Well, Peyton Manning referenced Eli Manning. Peyton Manning referenced Nick Foles to caddy for them to get in the head of Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's like, cheap shot, bro. Cheap shot. It does make me feel pretty damn good to know that we live in the mind rent-free of Tom Brady.
It's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not...
Yeah, it's got to. They're not going to have another chance to beat him for anything. It's the last Super Bowl he lost. Yeah.
Like as much as it's getting a lot of hype that he's playing in Tampa now, do you feel like they're going to a Super Bowl?
No, I don't think
so either.
Yeah, it's the last hurrah for Tom, but I have to honestly say I was sitting on my couch watching, and when he said it, I gave it a toast. I literally picked up my glass and was like, "Oh, cool, good on you." And took a seat. Yeah,
it was
way to go, Tom.
Man. It was the access that we had. I mean, Eagles fans, like, we got our own little victory there with that line. But the access you just had as a sports fan,
whether you're awesome.
Football
yeah.
or a golf fan, it was. I have never seen those guys more relatable.
Yeah,
that's what made it so great for me.
And Brady still came off as kind of a what you thought he was, a nerd. Me, he just kind of came off, you know, he can't hang when it comes to busting balls. He's not in the same ballpark as Peyton Manning.
No.
He can't take it well. He doesn't dish it well. You know, and that's great because you root against him anyway. As soon as the guy wakes up in the morning, you're rooting against him if you're, you know, an average American.
Sure.
I thought that was great. I thought bringing in the other guys, Russell Wilson was really cool. They get him on for a par three. 100 meals was it 1,000? 100 or 1,000, whatever it was. So it was a par three. Anybody comes within 12 feet, boom. Peyton Manning, 3 feet, boom. Tom Brady, 6 feet, boom. Phil Mickelson, 8 feet. He's got like 3,000 meals out there already, and then Tiger's coming up, and Tiger doesn't get within 12 feet. But like that
Barkley
aspect.
Had the safest bet of the tournament when he was like, hey, Brady, if you get this on the green, I'll donate $50,000. And it was like, Charles, come on. It was the third hole. Brady had no shot.
The bet, like, the shot, like, here's the thing. In 10 years, right, in 5 years, are people going to remember who won? Are they going to remember it was Tiger and Peyton that won? Probably not. But what they'll remember, here in Philly, they'll remember the Tom Brady comment.
Yeah.
And you know what else they'll remember? They'll remember not for nothing, they'll remember the Brady shot as well.
Yeah.
And they'll remember that it was Charles Barkley dogging Tom Brady. Tom Brady says, hey, I'm still trying to win Super Bowls, man. I'm concentrating on that. And then he hits the shot for the Eagle on hole 7, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
and says, Charles, you know, come out and come get some. Sit on that. Have a dose of that medicine.
Yeah, and then he tweeted at him later something about, hey, Charles, don't forget it was the what was it called? The tournament, the champions for charity. And he capitalized all champions. Yeah. So he got his stick in there.
Oh, he certainly did.
But he had to think it out and go to Twitter to do it. Brady just can't get you off the top of the head.
No.
He's too, not that good.
Too maniacal.
Yeah.
He couldn't even explain on Twitter his split pants.
No.
That was the thing. By the way, it's in our updates in case you missed it. Sam Wilson, great job by you. But yeah, the split pants. It was a gift that kept on giving. And as I referenced earlier, it felt like it was the Office episode of the roast. The roast episode of The Office, where it was like everybody was jumping on Tom Brady. Boom, roasted. Boom, roasted. Split pants. Boom, roasted.
Did you notice the one hole that it was the longest drive hole for Brady and Peyton and whoever won that donated, you know, whatever the donation was?
Yeah.
And they gave their distances as like 220 yards to 219. Do you remember that one?
No.
Now, Brady was hitting with a 2-iron off the tee all day, but I'm pretty sure Peyton had a driver, and maybe their numbers must have been wrong, because I don't think those guys are only hitting a 220 off the tee.
Yeah, I would doubt that.
It's possible. Well, Brady, I mean, Peyton's had neck and back problems.
Oh, yeah.
He might not have the same torque he once did.
But wait, did you see... Oh, no, it was Phil Mickelson that did it. He drove the green on that par 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, they're happy.
Tiger's game looked pretty good, too.
Tiger was on point. I love the long drive challenge.
He was pissed.
Well, Phil put it out of bounds. Tiger piped one down the middle, and he goes, ah, damn, right down the middle. And just walked off, and I was like, ah, nice.
Yeah, I don't know how Tiger is in those situations either. He didn't look... I don't want to say he didn't look comfortable to me, but he that's not his... I don't think that's his cup of tea.
That's probably the most... mic'd up he's ever been.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't speak all that much as far as I can recall.
Nobody actually believed it was technical difficulties when they were trying to talk to him in the cart for the first couple holes and he wasn't hearing it.
Yeah.
He was just choosing not to respond, right?
That's what my thinking was.
Well, yeah, I was like, I'm not talking right now, Chief.
He came out with the red shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, he wore the red shirt. If it was a fun day, Tiger would have had, you know, yellow, green, whatever.
It's Sunday.
He wore the red shirt.
There's no way he wasn't. I said on Friday, there's no way he's not wearing red.
Did you guys also notice how Brady kept wanting to go and like high five or hug or shake, and Phil had to keep like backing off like, yo, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like it couldn't get in Brady's head that he wasn't allowed to high five or shake hands or anything.
If there was a guy that, I don't know if he was just not thinking of it, but if there was one guy that was like, screw social distancing, it was Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it just wasn't, like, you know, he's an emotional guy. And you've seen him like that on the football field. But
he wanted to give Phil a big old kiss.
Yeah, he wanted to like hug Phil.
Yeah.
He wanted to like high five him after every hole.
And Phil had to keep backing up because Brady was coming full bore high five.
I think he was the only one to touch anybody during the end of the round handshake moment. I think he was the only one that was like fist bumping people's forearms.
Yeah.
Like, Peyton and Tiger did an elbow thing. But, like, Tom was still the guy going after the fist bumps and handshakes.
He wasn't satisfied with elbows. No. He needed to feel something. No. He needed to grasp something.
Yeah. And I think after Phil drove the green, I think did he put it in for two?
Yes, he did.
I think he did. And then you saw Tom try to high-five him again, and it was just, it's weird.
Yeah, that like I felt bad for Phil. He's like, you know, he didn't want to say, yo, not today there, buddy, but he, you know, he just kind of backed up. Yep, hey, high-five.
I never thought I'd be in a situation where I'd look at high-fives and, like, cringe. But that's how it feels right now.
It's so weird. What are we going to do when we get back to normal? Handshakes are out. Like, and at Jamie's okay with
bump,
that.
A bump. A little fist bump at best.
I guess. I'm
just
thinking,
good with the, hey, what's up?
Head nod.
How you doing?
The old what's up head nod.
Yeah.
How are they going to do? I was thinking about this in terms of the sports world, obviously. They always have they have the deal. They sign Bryce Harper, for instance. You always see they shake hands and then hold the jersey up.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like the official, like, deal's a deal. Fist bump. Like, how do you do that now?
What's Roger Goodell going to do for the future drafts? He can't get his bear hug in.
It's virtual, man. All virtual.
That's going to be tough.
All virtual hugs. It'll be adorable. We'll all just look at it and go, it's beautiful. So beautiful. This touching moment virtually. This is the way it's going to be for right now, the foreseeable future. I don't know how long it's going to take. None of us do. But what will make us feel more normal than anything is having moments like we had yesterday, but only have them be a little bit more legitimate and not some featured event. I think that's the proper way to put it. I hate using the term gimmick because it implies like a desperate attempt at being popular or cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a featured sports event is what Saturday or Sunday was. I don't know when we're going to have that moment with the regular sports. I'm assuming if all goes right with the NHL and the NBA, all those things are just around the corner. But when we get into it and when we experience it, what will ultimately make us feel like things are back underway is when you do see the actual event going on, the actual sporting event. That counts. And the way it looks in the NBA is we are going to get regular season games. I didn't really care about it, but it seems like in the NBA, they're going to use those regular season games to not just round out the season, but get guys around the league paid. Is make sure that they're making some money and it's worth their while to come back to play. Not just a select group of 16 teams that would be in the playoffs anyway if the season ended today and the playoffs started today, you know, that whole thing. What it's going to be is, all right, guys, come back, get everybody together, fight for those three games that might separate you from the ninth seed to the eighth seed in the NBA playoff standings, and then we'll figure it out after that. But by the way, you're going to be paid for those 10 games. Might be a fraction of what you'd be paid anyway, but you're still going to be paid. You're going to make that money. So go figure. Guys in the upper echelon of the league, like LeBron James, getting back to play for him, money-wise,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.